In the wake of two mass shootings this past weekend, President Donald Trump said it was mental illness and hatred that pulled the trigger. An official with the Rochester Mental Health Association says this misses the point. WXXI's Noelle Evans has more.
After a total of 31 people were killed by gunmen in Dayton, Ohio and El Paso, Texas, President Trump said law reforms are needed to prevent people with mental illness from accessing guns. Melanie Funches, Director of Engagement for the Mental Health Association, says the conversation around gun laws should not target a particular group of people, and that scapegoating people with mental illness misses the point.
Hate is not a mental illness. We only have these conversations in our country around mental illness when the shooter is white and male. If the shooters in these cases were brown, were black, we would not be having the mental health conversation right now.
Funches says this rhetoric steers conversations away from national issues of hate and racial bias and further marginalizes people with mental health challenges.
It increases the stigma around mental illness so that people who are suffering with mental illness will not come forward for fear of being characterized as violent.
The shooter in El Paso posted a 2,300-word racist anti-immigrant manifesto before the attack happened in a Hispanic-majority town. While the attack is being treated as domestic terrorism, there is currently no federal domestic terrorism law. In July, the FBI said violence of this kind is increasing, and that most of it is motivated by white supremacist ideology. Funches says this is not a mental health issue.
White nationalism is not a mental illness. It is an illness of the heart of hate.
The Anti-Defamation League says that at least 50 killings last year were linked to right-wing and far-right extremists, including the mass shooting at a Pittsburgh synagogue in October. The ADL recommends that states enact comprehensive hate crime laws and that public officials speak out against extremism. Noelle Evans, WXXI News.